Listen and stream the all-new talk radio, Freedom 106.5, for the only talk that matter.
All right, folks, let's deal with our interview right now. You're just about time. You know, a little 3 minutes in before. Let me just read this bio here. We have Kids Mental Health First Aid Certification Training and Me Time Workshop. This is coming down from KIND, right? Kids in Need of Direction. That's KIND. Great organization. Check them out. It's pleased to advise that KIND's Mental Health First Aid Certification Training and Me Time Workshops for 2023 is carded for April 11th to 14th. That's 2 days for the youths and 2 days for the adults. Right, and our mental health ambassador, Ms. World, as Ms. Abraham, will be embracing schools and more. Organization is committed to advancing national conversations surrounding holistic and mental health issues, as well as erasing and the misformed and stigmatized label attached to its victims. Now, a lot of people think that children do suffer from mental health. There are a lot of, mentally affected children out there, or mentally challenged children out there, right? We continue to support our part empowering children, transforming lives, and with your continued collaborative support, we believe that the national public will be informed and made aware of the commitments meeting the needs of their communities. I saw we had Karina on the line a short while ago, but I'm seeing someone else, Rihanna. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Oh, good afternoon, miss. I'm seeing Rihanna.
So Rihanna. I'm with the Art of Living.
Yes, Rihanna Lutchman. Okay. And yes. I'm sure Karina will join us again shortly. Kalina, right? So tell us a little bit about yourself, Rihanna, and the Art of Living TNT.
Yes, the Art of Living Trinidad and Tobago.
Yes.
So Art of Living Trinidad and Tobago is the largest volunteer-based nonprofit organization in the world. We proudly offer stress relief techniques and self-development courses in over 150 countries and have touched over 370 million people who've experienced profound inner peace, happiness, and well-being as a result.
Mm-hmm.
So I am, yes, go ahead.
No, I'm listening, yeah.
Yeah, I am what we term as a happiness teacher, because that's our signature course, the online breath and meditation,
right,
where we teach the sky breath and meditation.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And I'm also the yoga coordinator for the Art of Living.
Nice, beautiful. A happiness teacher. That sounds very interesting. You went to school to study that?
A little bit.
Okay.
The School of Life.
Oh, the School of Life. Okay, so what exactly, you say besides breathing techniques, what does a happy, I believe that in schools today, do you believe with the schools today with all these, we've seen all these fights and that kind of stuff, that a teacher, with your experience, a happiness teacher, I think a lot of schools should have a happiness teacher?
Yes, we have a program called Sky for Schools, and we hope to someday bring it in to schools.
Yeah.
And yes, I was listening to your conversation before.
Yeah.
There is a lot going on. We know a lot going on in the schools, violence, the anxiety. We don't realize how much anxiety children are under these days.
Yes.
I mean, and we know from SA just went, and we know parents and the children, how much stress they are under. And it continues from there, all into our adult life. And the problem is we don't know how to deal with it.
Right. Yeah, boy. Peer pressure. I think a lot of adults sometimes seems to forget what happened when they were children. Things have changed a lot now. You see, peer pressure now, children are under a lot. It's gotten to me 10 times worse. Especially
it's
with this thing.
Level.
Yeah, especially with this thing called social media. How was the social media and the phone stuff really? Have you seen the effect on our children today?
Oh, gosh, yes. You do see the effect on them, especially this term influencers, you know.
Yeah.
They are good ones,
right,
and they're those who like Bacchanal and
negativity to the negative, sometimes you would post something so positive and it will get like 5 likes. And then you will post something, the most negative thing, and it will get like 1,000 likes and everybody sharing it. Why are people always so drawn to the negative?
Yes, we are. Mm. You know, the mind usually attaches itself to a negative. We want that bacchanal. We want what's going on. We want to see the controversy and follow that. Our mind gets distracted by it easily.
Yeah. Okay.
But we have to be able to rein ourselves in.
Definitely. So we definitely need more happiness teachers out there. I hope your profession catches on. Right. So we are joined here by Karina Jardine Scott, of course, of KIND. And we get to talk about KIND's mental health first aid certification training and me. So good afternoon to you, Karina.
Hi, afternoon, and a special good afternoon to Rihanna and also all of our listeners.
All right, nice. So tell us a little bit, give us a little history about KIND for those people who may not know about KIND.
Sure, of course. Well, we're located at Lavantill. Mm-hmm. Our slogan is empowering children, transforming lives, and how we do that is through the various programming that we do. Some programs are for students and primary school children, and some programming is for parents. And well, now we've gone into the mental health, which is for the youth as well as for adults. And it's mental health certification, training, and me time workshop. And that means that we are training persons in the understanding of how to address someone who's having a mental health challenge or a meltdown of some kind, mm-hmm. whether it's a young person 18 and under or whether it's someone older 18 and over. And the me time aspect refers to doing some neuroscience so persons understand, why do I think the way that I do and how can I change it? And that's being done by Sophie Barker from Growth Opportunities. And we're also doing, as Rihanna was talking about, her leg of the program, which is with Art of Living Trinidad and Tobago. And it's teaching some yoga and the understanding of meditation and how really easy it is by using our breath, because the breath is linked, you know, to your emotions, and how easy it is to really practice some form of deep breath work that really helps you, you know, release those negative thoughts and emotions. And I mean, it really helps when you're in a small environment where people can share confidentially. Dr. Astral Webb is from Healthy Kinder, and we're bringing her in from Washington.
Right.
And she is really excellent. She's trained. She's a Trinidadian by birth. So her specialty is, you know, the Caribbean attitude, you know, and sort of the competencies in terms of culture. Her specialty is cultural competencies. So she's really very good with the West Indian attitudes and the West Indian form of communication.
Definitely beautiful. Who are some of the people that you think should be a part of this training program? Should it be parents with to be coping with children who maybe have a little mental issue? Could it be people on the workplace, people in the mental health professions?
Who to be honest, you know, the mental health training program, I mean, unless you're living on an island by yourself, then everybody could train in the program.
Yeah.
However, because we are limited because of the U.S. certification, we can only do 15 people at a time.
Okay.
So we have the youth mental health, which is on the 11th and 12th, and then the adult mental health, which is on the 13th and 14th.
Mm-hmm.
But the youth mental health is really targeting social workers, guidance counselors, educators who are in the school teaching students and interacting with students nonstop.
Mm-hmm.
That's really ideal for that training.
Right.
Because you're given the tools of understanding and empathy and the correct language to be able to quell a situation, you know. And some persons may not have mental health challenges, but what they might have is they might have an emotional imbalance.
Mm-hmm.
And what happens as well is that each one of us has different personalities. All personalities mesh together. So just even any mental health training helps you to understand and be a lot more empathetic to someone else.
Right.
The adult mental health training is excellent for persons who work in big offices,
mm-hmm.
you know, large organizations. It's excellent for HR because, you know, funny enough, a lot of HR personnel we've come across in the past too sometimes are not the most pleasant and not the most, and yet their job is the employee assistance program, and you find that you have a lot of employees who will not confide in their HR department. They want to talk to somebody from the outside.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you have all those things. And when we look at life in general, we are all evolving. We are not the same person we were yesterday or the week or last week or a month ago.
Mm-hmm.
So it means that the person you might be having a conflict with or you might be in disagreement with is also not the same as last week or a month ago.
Yeah.
And what this program does is it personalizes it for you. And you get that light bulb moment in it where you're kind of like, oh my gosh, I get along with 3 out of my 5 children, or I get along with 2 out of my 4 employees, and why can I not get along with these 2 employees? And it's unfortunate because when we are working closely with people, we have to like them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If we don't like that person, it makes our task so much more difficult and it makes us so much more stressed. And we are already dealing with stress with our road situation, our medical, you know, healthcare situation, the political environment, the pandemic, the cost of living.
Right.
You know, just in general, life is hard. It's not easy.
Yeah.
So we have to dedicate time to look after ourselves, because if we don't serve from a full cup, we are doing more damage to ourselves than anything else.
Beautiful. Well,
so really and truly, the program is designed for anybody who can come. And we are offering school teachers, principals, anyone affiliated to a school in particular who's working directly in a school.
Some of these security guards even. I mean,
exactly. Security guards are perfect examples.
Yeah, they have to deal with a lot. Look, just the other day, there's one of my favorite police shows that I watch. I mean, I'm thinking a lot about this program. It could go, you know, to so many different people in so many different jobs. There was this mentally
medical
ill
fraternity nurses.
Yeah.
The geriatric, you know, aides who look after the elderly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, there's so many. It's not really fine-tuning. It's just that we are trying to fine-tune,
right,
especially educators and teachers. And then for the adult one, we're trying to get, you know, like the mental institutions as well as regular hospitals.
Mm-hmm.
Even that first person that greets you in the hospital, a lot of us may have had an experience where we didn't get that pleasant greeting. We didn't get that nice greeting, and we're feeling sick to our bones.
Mm-hmm.
And we are paying taxes to be able to have good health care.
Yeah.
And a lot of us may not have had those good experiences in our own health care system.
Mm-hmm. Let me bring back Rihanna. Rihanna into the conversation here, her being a happiness teacher. I mean, sometimes, you know, just as a simple thing like a customer service, you go to buy something and maybe somebody is so pleasant. You know, I know United States of America, they will tell you something. They will tell you, listen, you know, when you're in here, you have one attitude. When you leave your problems outside, when you go out there, your problems are why they're waiting for you. But sometimes, you know, people tend to bring their problems in on work, you know, and just always have a problem with customer service in Trinidad and Tobago. And I think what Rihanna does as well, too, there are some companies who would love you, could even train their customers, you know, a little better. With that sort of teaching, being a happiness.
The customers and customer service, yes.
Yeah. All right, so tell us about the program and how does one register for your program? If you want to share the course, is there a group package? Give us all the information where people can register.
Sure. So the course is on our social media, Kind Social Media, Facebook and Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
Once you type in Kind, it's really easy to get the information.
Yeah.
Our number is 494-5079 or 626-NEED.
Mm, 626.
And you can call 626-NEED.
Need, right.
Or 494-5079.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you can call in to get further information. We are offering specials to schools, especially principals, educators in schools, social workers, guidance counselors for the youth part.
Mm-hmm.
But the adult part, I would encourage a lot more people to participate. HR in organizations, in medical fraternity, anyone who's working in the public system who deals with people.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent
yes.
program for that person to do.
Beautiful. So it's from April 11th till the 14th, 2 days. For the youth,
well,
and
it's two days per workshop. So
okay.
The first 2 days, 11th and 12th, is for the youth.
Right.
And the 13th and 14th is for the adult aspect. Dr. Astral Webb from Washington is the facilitator.
Mm-hmm.
And you get a 3-year U.S. certified certification.
Yeah.
So you don't have to go and renew it for 3 years. It's a seal of a deal. I mean, the pricing is really unbelievable. The whole program is for 30 participants. And we are hoping our sponsorship you know, GMMB came on board as one of our sponsors. Right. GPL came on board as one of our sponsors.
Beautiful.
And we're hoping in this last week to get some more sponsors to come on board with us, you know?
Man. Well, I'm definitely, after hearing this interview on radio, this is something that a lot of companies, that corporate Trinidad and Tobago, would not only want to sponsor, but would have you guys come in and talk to their HR and their staff as well, you know? I think it's a good initiative. All right, ladies, thank you very much. Anything you want to say before you leave, so register, you come on. What about the timing? I mean, if in terms of people who have to work, what are the days? Is it a weekend during the week?
No, it's Tuesday to Friday after Easter weekend.
Oh, yes,
and
yes,
it's full day.
11 to the...
It's a full day. People have to be on time. We start promptly. People have to be there for 8 a.m. and it goes on till 5 p.m. You know, all meals are taken care of as well.
Important.
And the U.S. certification. And we have excellent partners, and it's at Kind, which is on the Eastern Main Road in Lavendale.
Oh, it's taking place on your premises there?
At Kind, yes, at Kind itself. So persons can just check out our Facebook and Instagram for Kids in Need of Direction, or Kind_TT. And our numbers are 494-5046 or 626-NEED. And our partners are Dr. Astral Webb from Washington, from Healthy Kinder, Art of Living Trinidad and Tobago, and Growth Opportunities Sophie Barker. And of course, we have Ashe Abrahams, our representative for the Miss World, who's also doing the courses, and she's also our mental health ambassador. So she's going to be there engaging with participants as well.
Lovely, beautiful. Well, thank you very much for the information there, ladies. Once again, we're talking about Kind's Mental Health First Aid Certification Training and Me Time Workshops. All right, we've been talking to, of course, Karina from Kind and Rihanna, the happiness teacher. I like that. Thank you very much, the ladies.
Awesome. Thank you.
Talk is streaming at freedom106.5.com.